Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The fighting in Sudan continues to severely impact South Sudan's resources and humanitarian needs due to more than 250,000 returnees and refugees seeking refuge in border towns and internally displaced persons camps, said U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood, U.N. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs.
An additional 26,000 South Sudanese displaced persons have fled violence and food insecurity in Ethiopia's refugee camps, further straining resources and food supply.
The United States remains gravely concerned over the congestion and overcrowding in border towns, such as Renk and internally displaced persons camps, as well as the lack of adequate shelter and medical aid for displaced persons. Ambassador Wood strongly urged the United Nations mission in South Sudan, the transitional government, and humanitarian partners to strengthen efforts to provide returnees and displaced persons sufficient shelter, food, medical, and relocation services. He also urged parties to continue to provide assistance and services to host communities and those displaced less recently to ensure a balanced approach that takes into account the needs of all groups. The United States remains disappointed with a lack of progress by the transitional government of South Sudan's implementation of the 2018 peace agreement and the 2022 roadmap, said Ambassador Wood.
With only 15 months remaining until the December 2024 elections, it is not evident South Sudan will be prepared to hold elections under conditions consistent with President Kiir's commitments. Open political space for a genuine campaign free of intimidation and violence does not exist. The transitional government has failed to detail the budget revenue it will dedicate to electoral administrative tasks, and needed legislation has not been passed.
Sexual violence remains an ongoing issue that must be addressed, warned Ambassador Wood.
This reporting period highlighted 18 cases of conflict-related sexual violence, including 12 women, 8 girls, and 1 man. The United States strongly condemns any form of gender-based violence. We call on the government to take immediate steps to strengthen rule of law institutions and increase survivors' access to services.
The transitional government must seize this opportunity to give the South Sudanese people a hopeful future, said Ambassador Wood. The people of South Sudan deserve to live without violence, to feel safe, and to contribute to the betterment of their country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.